Evan Kleiman, host of Good Food. This is Side Dish, a special bonus podcast where we explore recipes with some of our favorite chefs. With me this morning to do another side dish is Rick Brown. He's executive producer of Public TV's Barbecue America series and most recently the author of The Ultimate Guide to Frying, How to Fry Just About Anything. Well, that's a pretty great title, I have to say, Rick.
Well, you know, I looked around for some recipes to fry some things other than turkey. I couldn't find it. So I said, hey, I'm going to write my own book. So, you know, 6 months later, there it is.
So I understand that you have two holiday dishes to share with us.
I have two that I think people will be delighted with. They're very unusual. They're unusual twists on traditional dishes. Let's put it that way.
Okay, what's the first?
The first one is tequila sweet potatoes, and it uses a certain liqueur or liquor, I guess you can guess by the name, and it's done a little differently because what we do is we shred the sweet potatoes. We shred them to, pencil-sized strips, and we put them. Now, I do this in a barbecue, but you could also do them in an oven. We mix the sweet potatoes with some olive oil, brown sugar, some lime juice, and, of course, some tequila. And it's basically like a margarita, sweet potatoes. And then we put them in a cast iron skillet that we sprayed, and we cook it right on the barbecue for about 20 to 25 minutes.
Now, the potatoes are raw when you shred them.
They're raw when we shred them. If you want to cut down the time of cooking a little bit, you can boil the potatoes, except that they don't shred as well then. So I like to shred them raw and just cook them raw. And occasionally, while they're cooking, you stir it to make sure that the tequila and the lime juice and the olive oil are distributed throughout. And then I serve the skillet right on the table. And it's a really nice presentation. And what it does, it takes a side dish that ordinarily you'd cook in your oven, and you may already have turkey in there and a corn pudding or something else. And you take it outside and you do it on the barbecue.
Now, what I love about this idea is that as the sweet potato strips start to caramelize, you get that incredible, delicious sweetness.
Oh, the sweetness. Then you've got the bitterness of the lime and the tangy bitterness of the alcohol of the tequila. And for anybody that doesn't want alcohol taste, you don't have the alcohol is all cooked off within the first 10 minutes, so you just get the flavor, that sort of musky, tangy flavor of the tequila with the potatoes and combined with the sweetness. And there's a smoky flavor, and the top sometimes is a little charred. It really makes a nice presentation, and they are absolutely delicious.
Do you bother to flip over the potato mixture, or do you pull the lid down on the barbecue?
I pull the lid down on the barbecue, and I do stir it a couple of times while it's cooking. The other thing that you can do with this to make it even a little tastier is you can use whiskey or bourbon, or often I'll use either coconut or pineapple rum in the dish as the same as the tequila. So the coconut rum, the pineapple rum, the sweet potatoes, and the olive oil and a little lime or lemon juice. And I'll tell you what, it's like a cocktail in your mouth, a really great blend of flavors.
Wow, that sounds absolutely delicious. Now, I understand that you also have a savory pudding for us.
This one I learned about on a trip to Australia filming an episode for Barbecue America. And I love stuffing. I mean, stuffing to me, you could almost take everything away from Thanksgiving or Christmas dinner and just leave me a plate of stuffing and I'd be happy. But I'm picky about stuffing. I don't like stuffing with a lot of sausage or oysters or ham. I like stuffing with bread and poultry seasoning and things like that. Very simple. So this is a little bit beyond that. What we do is we take some onions and we caramelize them on the stove in a skillet. And then we add some dry vermouth, a little bit of garlic, and we take French bread and cut it up into chunks or tear it into chunks. You don't want them to look like a, a commercially purchased stuffing. Then we sprinkle over it a couple of cups of Swiss cheese or Emmentaler cheese. We add 3 eggs, which we've mixed with half and half. I know cholesterol is rife in this. And then we stir it together, and we put it in an iron skillet that we sprayed, and we bake it in the oven. And I'm telling you what, it is absolutely heaven. When it comes out of the oven, the eggs and everything, it holds the stuffing together. You cut it in wedges, just like a pie, and you serve it with roast beef or turkey or chicken or ham. People just absolutely love this. The taste of the caramelized onions, the Swiss cheese, the French bread, the little bit of the vermouth taste, it really is fantastic.
So it's like a bread pudding, but with onion.
Yes.
Wow.
It's like a bread pudding with onions, and we cook it in butter. And you can add some more spices if you want. You can add a little. I like to add a little poultry seasoning because it brings me back to the stuffed turkey idea. But I tell you what, you cut that in a slice and you give it to people. I always make 2 because I've never had a situation where. Well, there's 2 reasons. First of all, people love it and we run out. And secondly, hopefully there's a piece or 2 left for leftovers after everybody leaves.
Rick, it's delicious. Thank you so much.
My pleasure.
That was Rick Brown. Rick's a writer, he's a photographer, a global pitmaster, and a restaurant critic. We'll have a link to everything Rick Brown at our website, kcrw.com/goodfood.